Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello again and welcome to tonight's Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station. My name is Alec Noble and I'm the minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Each week we follow a theme by word and by music, and tonight's theme is the future. Now there's a topic for you. What's in store for us in the future? Our own personal future and the future of the whole world. How can we know? It's shrouded in mystery. Too many people live in the past. Things were better then. Standards are falling. It was the good old days. Too many people live in the future. What I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do when things get better. And too many people focus on the present moment and don't appreciate its context. We have a rich heritage from the past. And the present is the future already begun with all its exciting possibilities. If there is indeed life after death, then the future is the greater part of our lives. Time is only the tip of the iceberg. Eternity is the rest. Just as we have a brief time in the womb before being born into a bigger life on earth, so we have a brief time on earth before being born through death into infinite eternity. Mind-boggling stuff. Here's a local man, Roger Patterson from Saltcoats, singing about eternity.
I see you walking past my window, and I start to wonder, have you ever been here? And if I ever asked, would you? Eyes tired, kind of sunken under, and your frown looks older. You've been out in thunder, but if the lightning strikes, what will you do? And I'll rise again. Truly living, then I'll be free. He brought my eternity. Darkness split the heavens asunder. Hell came out on top from under. Death was broken, the word was spoken, and I was free.
Time is a funny thing. We in the West tend to think of it as being linear, going in a straight line so that we never return to where we've been. But people in the East think of time as being circular, going in circles so that we do return again and again. Hindus believe that we go through many reincarnations, but not in circles, more in spirals, upwards and downward spirals. If we're good, we come back promoted up a division, and if we're bad, we go down a league. The highest position, apparently, is to come back as a priest. And since I'm a minister, the only way left is down. Christians prefer to believe in resurrection, a one-way ticket to another life in eternity, in heaven or in hell. The Old Testament Jews waited for the day of the Lord to come, when God would put an end to all wrongs, give baddies their comeuppance, and reward his faithful people. Modern Jews still wait for it. Christians today are waiting for the second coming of Jesus. The first was Christmas 2,000 years ago. Next time it will be the end of time, the end of the world, the start of eternity. The Bible says that it will happen suddenly, at any moment, like a thief in the night, as Cliff Richard reminds us in this song. We'll be right back. So, are you living in the daily expectation of Jesus' return, the second coming, the end of the world, the start of heaven and hell? Do you live in the daily awareness that this could be your last day on planet Earth? The early Christians were so sure that Jesus was coming soon that they didn't bother to write down the Gospels at first. And consider this. In my home village, Inverallachy in Aberdeenshire, a couple were having a long lie in bed one Saturday morning when they heard the sound of a trumpet. They sat up, startled, and looked at each other. They didn't say a word, but they read each other's thoughts. The Bible says that when Jesus returns, among other things, there will be the sound of a trumpet. They immediately and simultaneously leapt out of bed, ran downstairs in their pyjamas, and out the front door into the street, fully expecting to be caught up to heaven by Jesus. It turned out it was just a rag and bone man collecting old clothes. Somewhat embarrassed and disappointed, they plodded back to bed. But think about it. Their first instinctive thought was to assume it was the second coming of Jesus. They lived that close to the belief. When my dad was a very little boy, his mother, my granny, came rushing into the house and grabbed his arm urgently, saying, "Quick, get your coat. Come on outside with me. It's the end of the world." And she meant it, literally. Dad remembers thinking, "This should be interesting." They both stood outside the front door, holding hands, his mum a little tense, himself a little curious. They could see a bright light in the sky, which they'd never seen before. They stood for what seemed to be ages, gazing up at the night sky with this light. And Dad remembers thinking, "The end of the world's taking an awful long time, and it's not very exciting." It turned out that it was not the end of the world after all. It was instead the first aerodrome searchlight to be switched on in the village during the war. But again, the first thought was the second coming. We might laugh at these stories, but what if Jesus did return tonight? Are you ready? Here's Cliff Richard singing, "I Wish We'd All Been Ready."
go. I wish we'd all been ready, but there's no time to change your mind. How could you have been so blind? The fall spoke and the demons died. The sun has come and you've been left behind.
In the Old Testament, the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos and Hosea and all the rest spoke about the future. And they didn't just foretell the future, they also forthtelled it, if you like. They would say things like, God says that if you continue in your wicked ways, then you will end in tears and you will suffer. But if you repent and mend your ways and become faithful to God again and act justly, then God will forgive you and you'll prosper. Two futures lie before you, and it's your choice. You can know me as a friend or as a foe. I've heard parents and teachers give similar hard cop, soft cop routines. Jesus himself put it in parables. Just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, or a farmer separates the wheat and the weeds, so in the end people will be in one of two camps, those with God and those without him. Heaven is being with God, hell is being without him. But we can all be with him. That is his plan. That's his desire. That is what he died on a cross to try and achieve. Here's Wendy Gracie, followed by Don Francisco, singing about the future time.
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall
seven golden lampstands, and the Lord, the Son of Man, them he stands. His head and hair were white as snow, and from his eyes a searing fire. His voice is like the torrents as they roar. His right hand holds seven stars. The words he speaks are razor sword, razor sword, razor sword. And his face is shining like the sun. And when I beheld him, I felt like a dead man at his feet. Felt his hand upon me, and he said to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first, I am the last. I was dead, but now behold and see, I am alive, and forever I will be. These things are true, as ever truth shall be. The keys of Hades and of death belong to me. I am alive, and forever I was dead, but now behold and see, I am alive, and forever I will be. These things are true, as ever truth shall be. The keys of Hades and of death belong to me. I am alive, and forever I will be.
That was Don Francisco singing Jesus' catchphrase, "Do not be afraid." We don't need to be afraid of the future. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future, and we know who holds our hand. Put your hand into the hand of the God-man from Galilee, and you can enjoy the fullest life here on earth, and then you can go onwards and upwards to even better things. For those who are in Christ, the best is always yet to come. The future begins right now in the present. We can enjoy eternal life from now on. Then, when this life is over, we can join the saints as they go marching into heaven, singing the eternal Hallelujah chorus of praise to Jesus, who has given us such bright prospects. So, until we meet again, here on 3TFM or in heaven, let's join in the chorus which has already begun. Here's Handel's Hallelujah chorus.
Oh, Lord God, Jesus lives.